back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, one of the countries you mentioned in that mix, Iran, I can't help but think that if we would have not intervened in the 50s, things would have turned out a little different. I mean, when Eisenhower toppled Mossadegh, then we end up with the Shah, and that was a it just wasn't a good situation, was it, for a long time. And then he ended up in our lap after he was toppled. And I don't know. He is, from what I understand, Mossadegh was duly elected, and the CIA basically takes him out. I just don't see that as being right.
Right. No, it's interesting. Love the history. Let me expand on that a little bit. The truth of the matter is that the underlying tension in the Middle East right now, regardless of whether you had a freely elected president or you have clerics running it, is the interface between Shiites and Sunnis. The Iranians are Shiites. Shiites are only 10% of the world's Muslims. Sunnis are 90%. And Saudi Arabia is frankly the center of the Sunni religion. And so there's always going to be that tension. I mean, Sunnis kill Shiites in Afghanistan. They kill them in Pakistan. And so you have that. That's number one. Number two, it is true that the CIA destabilized governments, Iran being one of them in the 50s, Vietnam being another one. Quite frankly, in retrospect, in Vietnam, if we had simply not intervened in the war, made sure that the leaders whom we'd back got out safely, and then it's taken over by whoever it's taken over by, they hate China. They're afraid of China. They're racially different from China. All we had to do, in my estimation, is to stoke that, get them on our side as a buffer to China. China's the real threat. But no, what, 50,000 people got killed over there of our troops and a lot more of the other side? That was ridiculous. Well, in Iran, the question in my mind is, suppose we had left their elected leader in. Do you think that he'd be any better than what we got right now? I don't think so. You know, and anyway, if wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses and beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. You know, we can't go back to what Eisenhower did in the 50s. I think he actually turned out to be a pretty restrained president. 1954, the French were besieged at Dien Bien Phu in Vietnam. They said, come in and save us. I think somebody like a Trump or a Bush or anybody was fine. But Eisenhower, you know, he had a long military record. He had seen everything in the Second World War and the Korean War. So no, we're not going to go in, fight a land war in Asia where they have billions of people. We have very few people. And the French are there. The French are our allies. We'll certainly help them get out. But no, we're not going to go in and commit troops. Otherwise, we would have had the Vietnam War in 1954. As it was something like 10 or 11, 12 years later. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't know what would happen if the CIA had not destabilized the Iranian government, but the Iranian government has been an adversary for a long time. I have no reason to believe they wouldn't have continued to be. I have no reason to believe that the fight between the Sunnis and the Shiites, which goes back 1,000 years, is somehow going to be cured because somebody got elected in Iran. And so I think what we got to do is manage it intelligently. The people over there, good people. Nobody's our enemy implicitly. Their government is rotten and corrupt. Most of those governments over there are rotten and corrupt. We got to manage it. Absolutely got to manage it. So tell you a funny development in Georgia. This is terrific. You think Republicans are monolithic. The Republicans are this, they're that. But well, they're not monolithic. They're not monolithic. Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia is the Republican Secretary of State. And everybody goes, oh, Brad, Saint Raffensperger, he's a saint. No, he's not a saint. It's true that he certified the election, so good for him. But he's also one of the driving forces in that restrictive Georgia anti-voting rights legislation. And Kelly Loeffler, everybody goes, you know, Kelly Loeffler's bad news. She got beaten. Raphael Warnock. She gets beaten. And now she's sniffing around like a leopard. She's coming back from New York, from an apartment in New York, dressed in a leopard skin, sniffing around, wanting to be senator from Georgia. What does she have to do with Georgia? She's from Illinois, hangs in New York. I'll just pluck off the state. It reminds me, the Rockefellers. Jay Rockefeller goes, I want to be in the Senate and the governor. I'll go to West Virginia. They got nothing there. He had an uncle, Rockefeller, who said, well, Arkansas, they don't have much. And he went down and he became the governor. It's kind of a weird colonial thing. Well, what's happened, Kelly Loeffler is very similar. Well, Georgia, what do they got? Well, Georgia actually has quite a bit. They have Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ossoff. Anyway, Brad Raffensperger took a shot at Kelly Loeffler. Kelly Loeffler's running again. And he goes, here's what he says. He says that Kelly Loeffler is weak and a fake Trumper. Weak and a fake Trumper. He's right. She is weak, very weak. She's essentially a leopard that's been let loose from New York. And a fake Trumper, absolutely. She knows Trump is crazy as a $3 bill. But Brad Raffensperger is a fake Trumper. Trump suggested that he be criminally prosecuted for certifying the election. And this guy's going, somebody else a fake Trumper? And now Brad Raffensperger likes Trump? One of the disgusting things about what the Republicans are doing is Raffensperger loves Trump, but Trump wanted him criminally convicted. Ted Cruz loves Trump, but Trump said that his father was in on the assassination of JFK and that his wife was bad news. And they love Trump. Mike Pence gave a speech in South Carolina yesterday in which he went on and on gushing about Trump and about the right-wing base. They wanted to hang him. They wanted to hang him. The only people who didn't want to hang Mike Pence were Democrats. They stood up for him. Who do you think built the gallows outside of the Capitol? Remember the gallows? There was a gallows with a noose. That was for Mike Pence. And they went through the hallways looking for Mike Pence to hang him. They would have hanged him. They would have strangled him. So he and Kelly Loeffler and Raffensperger and Cruz all love Trump? Are you kidding me? You love a guy who said that your father assassinated a president, says you should be criminally convicted, whose supporters that he ginned up said, hang Mike Pence. You know, Mike Pence has a very, very tough row to hoe in the next election. Very tough row to hoe. These are the guys that want to hang him, and suddenly he's sucking up to him. Come on. Show some spine. Show some spine. For the love of Pete, show some spine. But no, he won't show any spine whatsoever. But Brad Raffensperger saying that Kelly Loeffler is weak and a fake Trumper, he's absolutely right, but he's describing himself. He's weak and he's a fake Trumper. Trump wanted him criminally convicted. He wanted him in the hoosegow. He wanted him behind bars. And now he loves Trump and he's accusing Kelly Loeffler. Suddenly he's Tartuffe for something, and he's accusing Kelly Loeffler of being insufficiently theocratic in her worship of Trump. What's going on here? What's going on? What gets people to debase themselves other than the fact that they want to be in the Senate, slide around doing nothing, walk down polished marble hallways, stand in front of a lectern, mouth pieties, suck up to Trump, and they're on TV. They walk into a restaurant and people say, that's a big man. That's a big woman. Look at that. That is somebody important. That's not a leopard skin creature out of New York and Illinois who wants to pluck off Georgia. It's not the Secretary of State who sucks up to Trump when Trump said he should be in the hoosegow. And he's certainly not with Pence, whom they wanted to hang. And suddenly he loves Trump. Anyway, enough's enough. For a break, lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I walk the line because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine.